Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
This is day 28 of your new life. Today's title is A Great Question. We are closer to God when we are asking questions than when we think we have all the answers. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "Your life as a Christian should make non-believers question their disbelief in God." Our text today is Colossians 2, verse 20. "If with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as if you were still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations?" Paul asked an incredible question that is recorded in Colossians 2:20. If you died physically, you couldn't be controlled any longer by physical things. If you ceased living, your heart would no longer control your heartbeat. Likewise, if you died to the things of this world, how would the regulations of this world still control you? One commentary writer shows the brilliance of Paul's question in light of the gospel. The problem Paul addressed here was the problem of reversal. The false teachers at Colossae suggested that our relationship with the things around us determines our relationship with Christ. That is a reversal of the gospel message. According to the gospel, our relationship with Christ determines our relationship with the things around us. The contrast is between the gospel and legalism. Legalism is based on the assumption that by changing our external actions, we can change our internal condition. The gospel is based on the assumption that only a change in our internal condition can change our external actions. Legalism, which reverses the gospel, was the problem Paul was addressing in these verses. The Colossians were judged to be bad Christians if they disobeyed all the rules and were judged to be good Christians if they submitted to them. Therefore, Paul makes a great argument by sharing an important question. R. Kent Hughes gives an insightful conclusion to this question posed by Paul. "The answer to legalism is the continual realization of the grace of Christ. The answer to mysticism is an understanding of how profoundly we are related to Christ. The answer to asceticism is the reckoning that we have died, been buried, and are resurrected with Christ. The answer is where it all began, at the foot of the cross. I have seen in my own life and the lives of those I have counseled that there is a tendency to move away from where we had our beginning, the cross. All of our theology, all of our preaching, all of our singing hymns together, the disciplines of life experienced in family and relationships are all meant to keep us right at the foot of the cross. Simply drinking long and deep from the fountainhead, Jesus Christ." Consider these questions. How are you living in the reality of your death with Christ and your life in Christ? C.S. Lewis said, "Relying on God has to start all over every day, as if nothing has yet to be done." What are your thoughts on his statement? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for bringing us into a relationship with you and allowing us into your life through the sacrifice of your death. Teach us to rely on you in everything. In your name we pray. Amen.